Yo, Fat Man at the Chopper Power. We're in the building with the cast of Jimmy Spade and one of the writers of Jimmy Spade.
Hey.
Man, I appreciate y'all for coming out tonight, man, and blessing me with the opportunity to sit with y'all, man.
Yes, sir.
No, we got to my left, we got Gary McDonald, man, one of the writers of the one of the writers of Jimmy Spade.
Yes, sir.
Got my man Virtual Cornelius in the building right now. We got his wife Keisha in the building right now. And we got the leading lady, Glenda Rhonda Rampage.
Hey.
Wow. How y'all doing tonight?
Outstanding.
Blessed.
That's a beautiful thing.
Long hot day.
Man, I appreciate y'all. First, I want to start with, I just appreciate y'all for fucking blessing me with the opportunity to sit with y'all at the same time in the same place, man.
Right. Blessing.
Energy.
This is so cool, man.
Right.
Man, where do I start, man? I guess I got to start with Gary, man. They gave me a hand in writing the script by Jimmy Spade, man. How you felt about it? How you felt about seeing and watching it in real time, man?
It was a trip. Like, I'm talking about when I'm writing it, the ideas you gave me, and then I actually wrote it. You were like, man, I like it. I fuck with it. So we chopped it up again. I went back in, did it again, and then I gave it to you. You was like, man, we finna run with it. Then you gave it to me to actually see it on my phone. And then I pulled it up on the TV. I'm like, bruh.
Did that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. Yeah,
hey, man,
that was hot.
I appreciate the love, bro.
That was hot. Y'all nailed that one. Shared it everywhere. Yeah, y'all nailed it.
The cast, man. It was the cast,
yeah.
Bro. It was
y'all
the cast,
did,
bro. That first guy I actually reached out to was my guy Virtual Cornelius here, man, who played Clarence, man. I reached out to him. I always told him if I ever got into work, man, he gonna work with me, man. He said, man, I got you when I make that guy going on. B, what was it like to play Clarence, man?
You know what, I'm gonna be honest with you. You told me about the film and he gave me a rundown of it. And when he was like, yeah, you know, just say this and just do this, it's gonna be cool. And then right before we saw the film, he was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have to jack you up too.
I added that later, B.
I was like, what?
Right.
He did like that too when he told me about it. It's a great film, but you gonna die in the film. Whoa, I'm gonna die.
Like, dog, you gonna jack me up, dog? Like, goddamn. So, when we started filming it, and, you know, I've known Chris since I was a kid, so seeing him act, you know what I mean? I seen him act in one other film, and I was like, yo, I didn't even know you act. And then seeing him act and him go through the scene, you know, it was pretty solid, man. It was a good performance.
Yeah, definitely.
I appreciate you for being a part of it. And then I needed another cast member, and then you say, my wife could do it.
Yeah.
And the last minute, man, kind of worked out perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Keisha, what was it like for you, babe?
Well, I played Keisha and I played a hood rat, so that was interesting.
That was interesting too.
Yeah, because everybody kept saying you still sound like a mama. Even my kids, when they seen it, they was like, you still sound like a mother.
To them, because you live with them.
But, exactly. But I liked it. But I liked it. And I actually said I wanted to play a hood girl, and then it popped up.
So,
yeah, you was a part of my manifestation because I did say I wanted to play that role.
I really cracked up when I heard you say, you fuck with old ass Jimmy?
Yeah.
That shit was funny to me, man.
She bodied that character.
She did. She really did a great job, man. I really enjoyed the performance from everybody. I know we all knew actors in so many words, but we doing something that's big. This is big, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. I'm gonna fuck with y'all forever.
You got no
forever.
Choice.
Forever.
I mean, you got no choice.
Who we on tonight? Rhonda Rampage, which is Glenda.
Hey.
The girl I killed in the film. My daughter, I gotta let my daughter see you before you leave too. Cause she think you really dead.
Oh, wow.
So my daughter, Daddy, why you did that to her like that?
Oh, Lord.
That shit fuck with me. She asked me that regular too. Fucking crazy,
she's
man.
Not dead. She's,
I gotta let you see her tonight, man. Cause she really thought you was left here that night. Like, Dad, I didn't know you was like that.
That was some good acting.
Yeah.
You crazy, man. What was it like for you though, Glenda?
I love every minute of it. You know, I do music and music videos, and I've been saying to myself, like she said, I want to do a movie. I want to be in a movie. Oh, I started writing ever since after yours, because I had the thought that after being in one and going through the whole experience, I'm like, I for sure want to do more movies.
I have another one I just finished. I'm glad you mentioned that you'll play a good part. My second book was called The New Man, Role Reversal, The Rise of Feminism and the Fall of Masculinity.
Dope film.
So the women on the cover of my book, the women sitting on the throne and the dude laying on the ground, he defeated. He got his glasses off, he just chilling. So the book is me talking about my perspective of how women handle dudes right now and the part that men are not playing. I see women pumping their own gas. Dudes sitting right there. I see women changing attire. Dudes sitting right. I'm talking about the women taking on the man role, right? So I wrote the book. So one of my homies was like, man, you should write a script for it. I went and wrote a script. Four girls. It started off the female, she bossing her dude around. Hey, come on, I'm going to Puerto Rico, pack my shit, like, get my panties and shit. You know what? Like, it's pushing buddy around. So they get in an argument, a fight before they go. She go over Puerto Rico, they have a blast, come back. And it's crazy, but yeah, I want you to read that script and let me know what you think. Definitely. The new man. If y'all get a chance.
Man, yeah. Listen. I feel like I'm amongst some kings and queens.
Yeah, we could make some stuff happen.
This, man. This is all the beginning, man. You know what I hate the most? I hate that I tapped into it late. I know timing is everything.
It ain't never too late.
Yes.
It ain't never too late.
Timing is everything. When it's supposed to happen.
Bro, you see how this, how this rock and how people that I know was talking about this, bro, they waiting on the rest of it. They like, that's it? I'm like, nah, it's just like a little positive, like a little trailer. I say, man, the rest of it. Oh, I added you back in there too on this. Well, yeah, I already started writing.
You dead, dog.
Right, you're gonna be a ghost. You're gonna be a ghost. You're gonna be like,
okay.
She's gonna be talking to you in your sleep.
Oh, I saw that. I read that.
Right.
I read that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get in more depth, but yeah, I started writing. She's gonna be talking to you in sleep, like haunting you a little bit.
Right. Hey, we changed gears for a minute. Bert, let me ask you. You ain't really get a chance to display your comedic chops in this film, man. Is that something you want to do, man, in the next film, man?
Yeah.
You kind of display what you really do?
I think the scene, you know, it kind of set up for the dialogue that we had, so it wasn't really much room in the scene. You know, it was a serious scene, and when you grabbed me, you know, I had to be more surprised than funny.
Right.
Because it's something that, you know, the character wasn't expecting.
Yeah, you're talking about them young girls.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you know, that nigga got shook.
Yeah.
Nigga, what you talking about?
Nigga jacked me up. You know, I thought
I thought he was Christian.
Nigga pulled a little snub knife on me, but But no, anytime I could do something funny on film, I'm down for that, man. You know, it's just it's timing. Timing is everything, comedic timing especially. You know, you just gotta be, as an actor, especially with improv and all with a script, you just gotta be able to just find your way into that line and to that conversation and then do what you have to do but still following the script to the best of your abilities.
Right. Actually, yours and Keisha's was pretty much improv.
Yeah. Improv.
Glenda's own was script.
Right.
Yeah,
mine was script.
Me and my husband are improv actors as well. Okay. So that's why we can
jump into character.
You did a great job. All y'all did a great job.
Yes.
It's just what it is.
I definitely stayed in that.
Doubt, man.
So did you.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Listen. You did a great job.
Give yourself some credit, man.
You pulled up them pants one more goddamn time. I already
Man, that girl just left and said the same shit. Like, man, you pulled them goddamn pants, so I just
old school. Old school.
I'm trying to make sure Big got a picture of them nuts, man.
Look
at this smile. Who knew this nigga was a killer? Look at it, look.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Flex smile, shit. Too. I'm talking about finesse.
I'm flexing my muscles in this scene. I'm trying to grab this young girl. Old-ass Jimmy.
Yeah.
How about that?
Old-ass
Jimmy, man. Damn, man. What was y'all take on the film, man? I need to know. Just give me one by one, man. Give me a breakdown. What y'all take was after watching it in real time? And did you see anything you could have done differently? Because I did.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I should have said this. Or I should have did that. The afterthought. What were some afterthoughts for y'all?
I just saw Keisha Carr after when she had already
I fucking hated that. You hear me?
I was like... You know, because I shoot videos too, so I'm like, Keisha still there?
Or Jimmy was still there, it just said.
Like that. The cars had to go, and then it was one part I thought I could have sworn I saw a piece of the light move out the scene. I saw it in the corner, like I literally watched the frame, like, I saw the light move out the way. And it was one more thing, I had wrote it down, but I didn't bring it.
It'd be like that because we was a part of it and we was there at that real time, so you're going to see shit that like.
Other than that, for that to be your first film, and it was a lot. It was great because I saw somebody else film. Their audio was off. Wasn't good
and
shots.
And the music you had on, it was like grimy, like it sounded like some old shit that's feeling.
Yeah. Oh, that sound that kept coming in.
Yeah, it sounded
like some old spooky
ass
shit.
He edited really good.
I liked it that. I liked it that.
Unsolved mystery type music.
Yeah, the sound made you feel like on a Saturday. Get your popcorn, you lay on the couch,
watch it
like that's what it gave
Jimmy Smith.
I was like, okay, this is good.
We're gonna do another one. We already got another one in the can, me and Garrett.
Okay.
I wanna team up because I got two ideas for two films. One is a comedy.
Okay.
So yes. And then one is about, I gotta tell you about Cameron.
You're the guy you want to talk to.
Just wait for it.
Yeah, yeah. My, did you have an opinion on the film, babe?
I loved everything about the film. And you talking to the film guru, honey. And when I tell you the film was awesome, it was awesome. It really was.
Thank you.
Like Rhonda said, for it to be your first, you guys really did that.
Thank you.
For real.
It ain't over yet. Only shot that in one day. If y'all can go back, all of that, like 10 hours.
One day.
And I'm looking forward to doing more.
We definitely
because I feel like everybody is left on a cliffhanger right now.
They are.
Everybody, including us.
Right.
Like, I feel like we're on a cliffhanger because it's like, okay, but can we get a little bit more?
Are you?
I got that from a lot of people.
Yeah, we
a lot of people told me the same thing. Like, we want more.
Are you able to go back in there and add that part? And it's,
that's kind of done right there, G. We have to go to the next thing to add on to that, to piggyback, to be honest.
The sequel.
Yeah, the sequel. We have to add bits and pieces in just to kind of let people know what Bert was talking about when he said what you did to them girls and things of that nature.
And people ain't getting the sequel, it could be on the backstory.
It could be on the backstory, you understand, like in the beginning. But how I picture the next particular film, like, well, I ain't gonna get into that. That's another story.
Yeah.
Right. You understand? But
all in all, there's something here. Mm-hmm. So keep adding to it.
Keep it going.
This is my second movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be honest with you, in production.
Absolutely, your point. Go ahead.
Tell it, man. There's no difference. Like, you did an excellent job of putting the pieces where they need to be. The writing was great.
Absolutely, yeah.
In the next one, I'd personally like to see what got Jimmy to this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was supposed to be on the first one.
Yeah.
But he left that part. That was supposed to be because he was a serial killer.
Yeah.
He hooked up with his wife. His wife died of cancer and he snapped. And that's where he meet her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. And people was like, how he got like this? I'm like, he used to be a serial killer and he cleaned himself up when he got married to this lady.
And I reminded you of Linda.
Yes.
Right. And he got with you. He lost it.
Yeah, that's
I'm glad you shed some light on that just now because you had put in the script with some pills and schizophrenia and all this stuff.
Yes.
So he actually added that stuff. So the reason I didn't put that in the first particular film because that stuff I could implement toward the father. Yeah.
Right.
The showing this and that, taking the pills and
whatever. Because I got you dreaming and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Right.
So it kind of left a lot of room for us to add this.
You definitely could put it.
You know what I mean?
I'm excited just hearing about it, though.
This is cool, man. I really, really, really appreciate y'all coming out tonight.
I'm talking, we missed one guy. I didn't think it was going to come out that
way.
Yeah.
When he sent it to me, I'm like, okay, bro, I'm looking at it. I turned it this sideways. I'm like, this is really, the music got me. Like, it sounded like some old scary shit. I'm like, okay. I said, let me put this bitch on the TV. Now I got everybody in the house watching. I'm like, everybody
there.
Like,
how that felt, Garrett? Know you had a hand in this film, bro. Behind the scenes.
Yeah, but I'm talking about it's coming out just how. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, but you got all of us because none of us knew what the film was gonna end like. So we all was like,
Bert
called me that night too, like, hey bruh.
Like, well, you done killed that goddamn girl.
I was like, what happened? I thought this was just a little whip rat.
And that goddamn that card in the door, that's some old school shit right there.
But Buddy tried to tell him, like, hey, her sister came over here, but he wasn't here. And he was like, man, don't do something you're gonna regret, man. Get your ass away from me before you be on the other end of this night. So that nigga like, all right, man, go ahead, Jimmy.
T-Hunt couldn't make it tonight. That was T-Hunt.
Look, he stuck a card in that bit, right?
Yeah. Old this school. Is fucking dope, man. How y'all watching it in the background?
Yeah. No,
this is fucking dope, man.
Yeah.
Oh, here come Keisha.
T Hunt couldn't make it tonight, man. He had a little issue, man.
Well,
that's all the cast all that's missing. Look at Glenda.
Got all the clothes too.
Glenda was too young
with
for Jimmy.
With your old ass Clarence.
Hey, Glenda was too young for Jimmy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Y'all believe that?
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, I swear, man.
It's Viagra Dick taking that. You over here with old ass.
Old ass Jimmy.
Glenn ain't even get a time. Yeah.
Got that Jimmy. Look, the car fit around the door.
That was so dope. The fact that the car flipped.
That car just flipped right on the ground. She ain't even see it.
You better go, black girl.
It was a dope film, man.
Yeah.
Keisha, you killed that shit, though. I ain't gonna even lie. Old ass Jimmy. Boy, I swear on God. Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't see when I fell when I was walking in the house.
You fell?
You remember when I first walked in the house? I was like, you said, you all right? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the real part. That was not planned. Walking in.
So Bert, this is how many films you done, Bert? You done several. Four.
I did.
So this is your fifth.
Yeah.
And this is first. This is the first time you seen one Gary on our film. That's something you had handed right?
Yeah, that was the first.
Damn.
Wow, good job.
Yeah.
Good
I know this shit had to impact him in a different way.
Yeah.
I know it did. Just to watch something like
that. Like I said, like I wrote that bit, he hit me up. I went home, wrote it, shit. I was like, bro, I'm done. He was like, yeah. Came and met me, boom.
I love
hit
it.
Hit me up on the next one, bro, I'm done.
You just didn't expect that.
No.
Because the twist was bit. So, it was as if, let me watch this film.
Yeah, I watched it a few times. Right, I watched it a few times.
And then the film itself took you to a whole nother place. I'm like, whoa, does he have schizophrenia? Is he, I didn't even think serial killer.
Is he going to go back and kill Hot Wheels?
Yeah, there was so much,
shout out to T-Hunt, man. He couldn't make it tonight, man. He played a good role in the film, too.
Oh, he really did.
Yeah, he did, man. He couldn't make it tonight.
Everybody did so good.
There was some extras walking by, y'all. I saw extras in the movie.
This shit wasn't working, did it?
Umbrella Lady.
Be honest.
Yeah.
The person by the door.
Yeah.
This shit wasn't, couldn't have been fucked. You know what I mean?
That's about one day. That's awesome.
Come on, bro. And all the extra work you see, that was just random people out there just standing around fucking off.
Right.
Let's be real about it. It just happened the way it happened. It was just like.
Those are the best feelings.
Yes.
It was supposed to happen.
Natural.
No doubt. Natural.
Definitely natural.
Man, what could y'all leave us with? Gary, we're going to start with you, man. What y'all leave us with on this
Man, I'm ready.
Jimmy Page thing, man.
I done seen the future already. Which I be turning up in my head. So I done seen the future. I already know how this going to pan out.
Okay.
I'm just waiting to work with y'all. And, bro, I'm talking about the energy in here. I'm thinking of some other shit. Like remember, Zane Chronicles? She always kept her same crew. They played different parts. But she kept her same people.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Tyler did too.
Let's all the shit I got written. Yeah. Bro, if y'all read some of this shit, y'all will be like, man, this dude on.
Let's go.
And all this shit written, it just sitting there.
Let's make it happen.
I'm on that, man. I like staying with the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It resonated with me with Bertram a lot because me and Bertram know this stuff from kids.
Yeah.
So, nigga, I just told him a minute ago, it happened for me, bro, it happened for you, bro.
Right.
She go along the ride. You go along with it, bro. What's your take, Bert, man? Next to you, man.
I was, man, we were filming it, and it was good to have so many people from our hometown, you know, Liberia, out there and, you know, supporting us and watching it and just seeing everything play out, man. It's good to see, you know, a good, solid, quality film come out of that. You know what I mean? And I was excited about the project. I was even prouder when the project was completed, man. It really took us on some twists and turns. And Jimmy Spade's got potential, man. It got mad potential.
And my dog was telling me the other night, he said, most of the scripts and stuff they got right now is an hour long worth of stuff.
Right.
And once they chop that bitch up, then it'd be 28 minutes, 30 minutes.
Exactly.
But if you gotta give them an hour.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the time we live in is not so weird because people's attention spans is short, bro.
Right.
How long you gonna keep a bitch?
But them shows be getting the
movies are look.
You ever watch Run the World?
I watch Pose, shows. And that's about 45, 50 minutes. And I watched the whole 3 episodes. Mm-hmm. Came for the last season.
What's that? What's the name
of it? It's called Pose. You probably wouldn't watch that.
Yeah. Oh, you never know about Jimmy.
It's good.
It's a transgender show with all, I think, think RuPaul or something.
Okay, I ain't seen it.
But the dude Billy Blanks or something. The dude, the model dude. No, not him.
The porn star.
Yeah. Nah, this dude be on TV and stuff.
I don't know.
He just recently came out and said he had
AIDS. He used to sing in the 90s. He used to be a singer. He redid Glenn Jones.
Okay.
Show me.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
I probably have seen his face before someone. Keisha, only you, baby. What's your take on the film, man? Give us a little rundown of what you thought and how you felt being a part of this particular project.
I was happy to be a part of it, but like I said, I just want to see where else it's going to go, because the film did leave me on I want more.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted more from each character.
And I
definitely wanted to know the backstory on why, you know, you did what you did. And I also wanted to know the backstory of the sisters and what happened with them, because all we know is that they got in an argument. And then she's living with you.
Yeah, they had felt like that she was smoking crack in the house, and you kept catching her, and you kicked the eye, and then, you kicked out because she kept getting caught smoking crack in the house.
Yeah, like, we definitely would need the backstory on how did she get on crack.
I got the perfect crack pipe.
Why is she living with her sister?
All that could be added into this.
Exactly.
See, I go back to it. I'm glad you mentioned I go back to it.
How many days?
Yeah, because, and how did I end up at her house? How did I know where she was? So I have so much questions.
All of that was in there, got right to it, though.
Right.
Yeah.
He was in there.
Keisha has a great point you just made. So that's the stuff that we can implement along the next film. Just kind of give you a brief idea what happened, what led it to what it was, and then going to the new film.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just kind of give people a quick overlay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which would be a lot of shooting time too. You know what I mean? Find locations and all that shit.
It'd be a quick little conversation between them.
Based on what we were able to do and what we saw, everybody in here feels the same. We want more, right?
Okay.
Right.
So because we already saw what we could do together.
Right.
Now we just do what we need to do.
But
that film was dope. And it was just literally a snippet.
Marina, I really appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. All the love. Rhonda, what's your take, baby?
excuse me.
Final thought.
Final thoughts. It was a big success. And I'm very proud to be a part of it. I can't wait to be a part of more movies. We're doing a sequel. Let's run it. If we're going to be doing more projects on, you know, new topics, ideas, themes, whatever, I'm for it. I just want to work.
Yeah, I can see this being a whole series. I had Jimmy turning back up. Like, Jimmy, after he turned back up. Like, he on the street now, and the police on to him. So, he on a good little run.
Hey, man, I appreciate all the love. We had 15,000 views, y'all.
Yeah.
Nice.
15,000 views. That's huge for a short film, man. For somebody that first time doing it.
No, it's fucking huge. It was like five.
So imagine how many people done watch this shit, man.
And just, man, I'm talking about people watching it over and over and they hit me, man,
You be those ones, though.
Yeah.
Like a diamond in the rough, man. People don't notice it until afterwards.
Exactly,
you know what I mean? Like, damn, it was on to something.
But like I said, as fast as y'all can think, as fast as he could call me, I promise you, because it's just the energy, like, period. All he got to do is just tell me what he thinking. I'm gone.
I ain't even talk to you before you leave.
Yeah.
Derrick, how they can find you on social media?
Oh, I'm on Instagram, Convicted Conversations, my podcast, Convicted Conversations Podcast, on Anchor, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Gary McDonald.
Instagram.
Yeah, Convicted Conversations on Instagram.
Okay.
All my books on Amazon. The first one, Pillar to Post, A Felon Story by Gary McDonald. The second, A New Man, A Role Reversal, The Rise of Feminism and the Fall of Masculinity. And the third is Unarmed 2032. My first science fiction book.
Y'all heard of Bert? What's
that? Well, reality slash science.
How they find you, Bert?
@BertC Comedy, IG, TikTok, Facebook. comedian Bertha Cornelius over Facebook. If your grandma too old to try to find me, tell her just look for comedian Bertha Cornelius. She probably gonna be like, he wanted them Canadians from dating. Yeah, he wanted them Canadians from dating. So check me out, man. I'm performing all over town. I'm on my way to an event right now. Trey Live. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, literally. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk this shit, homie.
Willie
Teddy. Wild
Man Teddy
T. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing a show with them tonight in Hollywood. If you're in the area, you swing by. Just check the page for new events, man. We out here.
It is. King's Show, what we got, baby?
Rita Cornelius. I'm Gotta Speaks on all platforms. Check me out there.
If she fine, stay out of inbox.
You heard of her and say it.
Stay out of inbox, you bastards.
What we got for you, Rhonda?
You can find me on Instagram, RONDARAMPAGE, Facebook, Rhonda Rampage, YouTube, Rhonda Rampage, and I also have a second page on YouTube called Really Rhonda, where I post my trying to be funny stuff. Yeah. Dance videos, things
like that. I did. I did like the one you did in the drive thru. I can't lie. I didn't see you get the food though. Mm-hmm. That's another story. Listen, man, again, this is the Chop Up Hour. I'm Fat Man. This is the cast from Jimmy Spades.
Hey.
And one of the writers, Gary McDonald.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Y'all fuck with us, man. This is the Chop Up Hour. I'm Fat Man. Y'all stay tuned. We got big shit coming. We dropping another Jimmy Spades project real soon before Christmas. Yeah. That's coming. We got the Project Dead. It's coming. That's going to freak y'all out. Y'all look forward to seeing us, man. We out here in the building.
Hey. So,
shake her hand, man. Kiss a baby.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Kiss we a do all that shit.
On the cheek.
Corona.
On the cheek, man.
Corona.
Your baby ugly.
I've been vaccinated, Rhonda.
Right. Air kiss.
I've been vaccinated.
Yeah. You a zombie.
Your baby,
I'll be there for the night. I am
don't
eater.
Bring your baby to kiss me because my reaction show. I don't care how nice I'm being. Your baby ugly, I'm gonna be like, You know that child ugly too.
Hey man, y'all like and subscribe, man. The Chop Up Hour podcast, Jimmy Spades is out here, man. Y'all fuck with us, man. Also, one of my sponsors, Ball Parker, man. Y'all fuck with him, man.
Yeah, make sure y'all get it.
There it is. Black owned, man. Looker, man. Strawberry Farm.
Oh, yeah. Make sure
Jeremy
y'all get that third book.
Y'all check for my dog, too. Gary McDonald, man. The book is out there right now.
Right now.
Out on Amazon.
Amazon.
Straight up, man. We out this motherfucker. Y'all say
peace.
Peace.